Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is in Germany to meet with G7 leaders, the bloc of seven leading industrial democracies, and the war in Ukraine will be on that agenda. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Biden then heads to Madrid for a NATO summit, this on the heels of the Supreme Court's decision on abortion rights.
One clear priority for this trip is Ukraine and the need to maintain unity with allies in response to Russia's ongoing invasion. The G7 will also focus on challenges posed by China and formally launch a global infrastructure project. But this trip abroad comes at a critical moment for Biden here at home. On Friday, the Supreme Court struck down the right to an abortion after almost 50 years, and the president said it made the U.S. an outlier among developed nations in the world. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.
And abortion rights advocates nationwide protested the Supreme Court decision. That includes hundreds in downtown L.A. yesterday who left work and school to gather outside the federal courthouse there. Kaylee Wells from member station KCRW was there.
Protesters in downtown Los Angeles characterized the Supreme Court ruling as illegitimate.
Supreme Court!
One of them was Denise Meyer. She remembers what it took to get an abortion before Roe v. Wade.
In 1970s, I drove a friend to Mexico, and it was a horrible experience. I never, ever want to do that again. Nobody should have to do that.
After a draft opinion was leaked last month, California politicians started the process to pass a law that would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. They're also considering setting aside funds to prepare for an influx of people seeking abortions from out of state. For NPR News, I'm Kaylee Wells in Los Angeles.
Ukrainian officials say Russia fired more than three dozen missiles into Ukraine over the last night, some into far western Ukraine. So far, there have been no reported fatalities. NPR's Emily Fang has more from Kyiv.
The governor of Ukraine's Lviv Oblast, far to the country's west, said Russia fired six missiles towards them. Two were destroyed in midair, but four hit military installations and wounded four people. The mayor of Zhytomyr, another city just west of the country's capital of Kyiv, said two dozen more missiles were fired early Saturday morning from aircraft taking off from Belarus.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting from Kyiv. Pfizer says it tweaked its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant and that it's safe and boosts protection. This just days before regulators debate whether to offer people updated booster shots this fall. Current vaccines still offer strong protection against hospitalization and death, but protection against infection dropped markedly with the Omicron variant, and now it's even more transmissible relatives are spreading. This is NPR. Chinese leader Xi Jinping will attend the celebration next week to mark the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to China from Britain. He'll also be at the swearing-in of the city's newest leader during his first known trip outside of mainland China since the start of the pandemic. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The news came via a one-line report from the state news agency. The announcement implied that Xi would travel to Hong Kong, but it gave no details other than to say that he would attend the July 1st events. Xi Jinping has implemented tough measures to try to eliminate COVID-19 inside China, including keeping borders tight. And he's taken no chances with his health either. The last time he went abroad was in January 2020. Since then, he's had only a handful of face-to-face meetings with outsiders. A trip to Hong Kong would be a symbolic endorsement of John Lee, the incoming chief executive. Analysts say Lee has played a key role in suppressing opposition since mass protests in 2019. John Ruich, NPR News, Shenzhen, China.
More relief supplies have arrived in Afghanistan after the deadly earthquake there this week killed more than 1,100 people and injured thousands of others. The powerful quake hit a remote mountainous area, leveling homes and trapping people. Aftershocks continue to rock the area. The UN World Health Organization sent medical supplies, and supplies came in from India, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. The country is struggling with poverty and a crumbling healthcare system after the Taliban's chaotic takeover amid the U.S. and NATO pullout. International aid agencies left the country soon after. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.